Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That time. Hour 3 of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our final hour, we will preview tonight's Thursday night football game in Miami. Ravens visiting the Dolphins. Then more baseball at 8:20. Now that the Blue Jays have taken charge, we will chat with Danny Wexelman from Major League Baseball Network. And then it's the Donkster and our best bets at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you would like to join us there, you can do it on Valley Sports Live or valleysportslive.com. Chelsea, tonight, Week 9 of the National Football League. Ravens. And the Dolphins, the Ravens are laying 7.5. They're -450 on the money line. Dolphins are +350. Total set at 50 and a hook. So where are we going here? Baltimore is going to get Lamar Jackson back, we think, unless they're misrepresenting whether or not he's going to play on the injury report, which was an issue last week. But assuming he goes tonight and the line tells you Lamar is going to play, what's going to happen here?
I think the hypothesis is that we see a big game from Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and the Ravens. I feel like this is the spot where they return to looking like one of the best teams in the AFC. Maybe I don't trust their defense too much, but I do trust, you know, some of their playmakers, and especially in this matchup where the Dolphins are extremely susceptible against the run. They have been giving up the third most rush yards to opposing running backs of any team in the NFL. How do you think that's going to work out against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry? And I understand people are like, oh, the Ravens have been really hard to trust. But listen, like, this feels like it just has all of the hallmarks of a return game for the Ravens. Because think about it. Lamar Jackson is from Florida. So is Derrick Henry. And usually these are the games that they play really well in. I remember when Derrick Henry was with the Titans. When he played the Jags, that's the game in which all of his highlight reel was pulled from. These guys like playing in the Sunshine State. And especially against this lackluster Dolphins team that I know won a game last week. But still, I don't believe in the Dolphins. And especially when you see this line where the Ravens are 7.5-point favorites. So clearly, the odds makers still have faith in the Ravens. And they still have faith in them to win the AFC North. The Ravens are still the favorite to win their division. So either the odds makers are smoking something, or they know something about the Ravens. They say, hey, I know this team's been sandbagging, but there is still a good team in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about, really, because I just feel like that, you know, when the Ravens started off the way that they did, with the way that defense was playing and Lamar's injured, you're like, there's just no way. Like, there's just no way that you guys are going to be able to make a run here. But here we are. The schedule is manageable. I think Lamar is absolutely as healthy as he's been all season. Just listening to him and reading between the lines. I know we talk about that on this show where sometimes you can get an inkling as to where you should go with a bet if you listen to a player. and listening to Lamar and how motivated he is and the fact that he waited last week, like, I'm not ready yet. I'm close. I'm not there yet. Sort of tells me that this is his time, and I think he's going to come out and ball tonight.
Well, and especially when this is a desperate team. Remember, right. The Ravens have two wins this season. Mm-hmm. Two. That's it. So I know both these teams are desperate. And you look at the Dolphins and you're like, yeah, that team's definitely desperate. But, like, what desperate would you choose? A desperate Lamar Jackson or a desperate Tua Tagovailoa? I know who I'm choosing. But let's talk about this line, Jenks. Is 7.5 too big of a number for you to lay? Or do you say, hey, this is a team that can score a ton of points? I'm not worried about 7.5.
I think 7.5 is totally fine. Totally fine. You might want to play down to 7, I guess, if you want to. But ultimately, I just think that this is a smash spot for Baltimore. I think this game could get ugly. Because, look, even though the Dolphins got a win last week, okay, fine. You beat a beat-up Falcons team playing with Kirk Cousins at quarterback without Drake London. So that really weakens their offense. And the Falcons are sort of up and down anyway. So throw that out the window. It's one game sample size. The Dolphins are still a bad football team. Mike McDaniels is going to lose his job. He's going to lose his job. It's only a matter of time. This is one of the worst defenses in the National Football League. The Ravens are still motivated. They've already talked about how they need to win every single game. And if you're Lamar, you know, having not played, you know, he's a super competitive guy, as we know. And I feel like he's going to come out tonight and just play out of his mind because he's going to be able to against that Dolphins defense, number one. And number two, he's going to want to remind everyone that he's Lamar Jackson.
Right, and he's the leader of this team. Like, yeah. I don't know if he was telling the truth or not, but remember, he came out and said, I was the one that removed the ping pong table.
Right.
And the basketball goal and all of this nonsense from our locker room. So it feels like he is going to speak with his actions here, and it just sets up too well. So, Jenks, we've been talking about cooking up some creative ways to play this, and here's something that I feel like I do all the time that I probably need to be better at, is sometimes I get too conservative and I play two results where I dumb them down when, in fact, I should have just gone with the one result. And you're like, hey, if you think the Ravens are going to win the game, just play the 7.5. So I'm looking at these bets. I'm like, okay, do we want to play conservative? Because you can do Ravens minus 2.5 and a Derrick Henry touchdown. That's minus 130. But, like, I know somebody is about to throw tomatoes at the screen. But, like, Chelsea, a parlay for minus 130? What are we doing? Because here's the thing, like, from a value perspective, I think there are some plus money bets that are probably better on the table. If we think Lamar Jackson's going to have a big game, his anytime touchdown price is plus 170. That feels like too good of a price to leave on the table for Lamar Jackson. We know how dangerous he can be in the red zone.
Yeah, what? How can you not? I mean, I know they're going to feed King Henry. I get that. And here's the thing, they don't even have to be in the red zone. As bad as that Dolphins defense is, and as talented as Lamar is in the open field, he could absolutely break off a 25-yard run and go into the end zone, or a 30-yard run. Mm. He has the capability. So, obviously, when we're talking about bets, everything is price-dependent. And for that kind of plus money, yeah, put a bet on that.
Well, especially when the total's 50.5. Because, you know, like, I'm super conservative when it comes to anytime touchdown bets. But if there is a game to play anytime touchdowns in, is this one. When you have a lot of expected points and a lot of chances for a team to score touchdowns. So any way you slice it, I think that is a great bet just based on the price. Or listen, Jenks, like, we never do this, but, like, if you really want to get some plus money on the card, Ravens minus 7.5 combined with Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown score is plus 320. If you have a free bet, like, I feel like that's the way to go. Like, don't be playing our minus 130 parlays. Go for a little plus money. Like, if it is a free bet, if it is a bonus bet, that's the way to use it.
I agree. Plus, you can find all sorts of deals and promotions at BetMGM where you can go in and all of a sudden take advantage of something like that. I know you implied that, and then why not just put it in and see what happens? You are tempting me with that minus 130, Ravens minus 2.5, Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. Though.
Lame.
That said, I'm lame, and I'm just throwing it out there. Just saying.
It's a good one, though.
It is a good one, though.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It makes me mad that Derrick Henry is minus 225 to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
But, like, it's probably going to happen. That's one of those things where it's like, if you don't play it, he's definitely going to score like the first touchdown. You're like, 1,000%. What am I doing? But as far as other props in this game, like sometimes I like to look at the losing side just because it feels like when you have a negative game script, like if you do think the Dolphins are playing from behind, sometimes it clears the pathway for some of the receivers. But listen, I have trusted receivers with Tua Tagovailoa as the quarterback before, and it did not go well. Because, like, Tua, you know, has had some real stinkers. So, when you're not even expected to throw, like, more than 200 yards passing, because, like, I think his passing line's, like, somewhere in, like, 215 range, it just feels like there's not enough opportunity. Like, if I'm taking a receiver, I want somebody like Patrick Mahomes, who is number one trustworthy, and number two, gonna throw the ball, like, 35 times. I don't think that's gonna be the case tonight. I do think that Mike McDaniel doesn't necessarily trust Tua. I don't know if you saw that soundbite from the other week where he was like, I don't know, we're going to try to see whoever's playing quarterback if he doesn't throw 10 picks this week. And you're like, wonder who he's talking about. At that time, Tua had 10 picks. And you're like, wow, that's a ringing endorsement.
I'm still mad at him because of that Quinn Ewers thing. I couldn't believe that. Poor Quinn.
What was it?
Oh, it's when Quinn took the field a couple weeks ago? Like against the Browns, I think. And Quinn's coming off the field. And, you know, it's exciting. First ever snaps in the National Football League. So, and he kind of comes over to the coach, you know, just kind of like, hey, how's it going, coach? I mean, I'm sure that's not how the talk goes on the sideline. Quinn Ewers is coming up. Hey, how's it going, coach? What's going on? Good game, huh? But obviously there's some sort of communication that takes place there. And Mike McDaniel just ignored him. Like, and Quinn was like, okay. That is a guy, Mike McDaniel, who is checked out. When a kid who makes the team, Quinn was, what, a seventh-round draft pick, plays his first ever NFL snaps, and you can't smack him on the butt and say, good job, kid. Nice job out there. And definitely smack him on the butt. You know what I mean? Like, come on, give him a little something. I don't know. Hey. When you just turn away, that's not a good way to develop trust and likability and culture. I mean, you can't just say, good job. You ignored someone, your quarterback coming off the field. Just a bad look.
Yeah, that's being selfish. Like, that's being so mired in your own head that you can't, like, you know, appreciate other people's successes. Because that is a big deal. And that was a big moment for Quinn, and he deserved to have his moment. But, like, think about it. If that is one moment that the camera caught, like, imagine how McDaniel is around, like, practice every week. Like, those type of people are vibe killers. And honestly, I don't think Mike McDaniel cares. Honestly, I think at this point he is trying to get fired. So that's usually not a team I would like to trust. Again, I understand they've won some games. But I feel like this is a smash revenge spot for the Ravens. I will be very shocked. Like, the only sabotage factor I see for the Ravens is maybe their defense. But I don't know. I just feel like the Ravens can score a bunch of points at least.
I think so as well. I will give... Do I want to play this? Do I really want to? All right. Devon Achan, anytime touchdown, I might just go big. It's a little juicy. It's minus 155. You know me. But here's the thing. Did you know he has scored in 8 consecutive Miami home games going back to last season? And when you're talking about a total of 50 and a hook, don't you feel like that when the Dolphins score, it's going to be Achan? I do. I know you don't like anytime touchdowns. I know you don't.
I've not watched a ton of Dolphins games, which, like, we don't even get the option because they're a terrible team, and, like, they don't ever choose it. Ollie Gordon's pretty good in those situations. Like, he is a change of pace back. Yeah. But the reason why you're paying a higher price on Devon Achan is because he has been scoring the touchdowns. Like, Ollie Gordon, I think, I don't know if he has any touchdowns this year. What I'm saying is that there is a chance that he could slide in there and they could use him in that spot. But Devon Achan can also catch passes. And you know how I feel about running backs who have good hands. Like, those are great anytime touchdown bets.
Okay. Yeah, I know you're not huge on those, but that stood out to me. So, I mean, look at that. I think I'm going big car tonight. Let's just do it. I'm definitely adding that little parlay you came up with. I'm adding this one. Anything else I should be looking at, Chelsea? Because I know you go really into the numbers here. You look at creative ways to bet where I'm just like, ooh, I like this. It minus money.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't talked about the total yet, and it has gone up. Looks like it's gone from 50.5 to 51.5.
Okay.
That's the spot that makes me a little nervous, because I think playing totals in games with blowout potential can be kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if a game's out of hand, most of these teams aren't going to put their foot on the gas pedal. Like Dan Campbell is, but like not every coach. Some of these coaches are just trying to win games. So I would lean towards the over, because a lot of it is, what is your hypothesis on the Ravens defense? Do you think they can stop anybody yet? That is the question, because I do put in their part, contribute to the total. I feel like they're going to score some points. I'm not so sure about what to expect from the defense from Baltimore.
I'm not sure. Now, they have been much better, and I mentioned this earlier, over the past couple games. It's not a massive sample size, but it is something that shows the improvement we've seen, which is over the past two or three games, they've been playing like a top six defense. I want to get really specific. I said top 10 earlier, but they've gotten a lot better. Now, it helps to add a bye week in there to kind of tighten up some things, but that's what coaching is for. I think there's a possibility here that maybe that holds us under the under. But at the end of the day, I think I'm going to be on the over. I think that's the right side for seeing the money come in that direction. Coming up next, we got to talk about baseball after last night's game between the Blue Jays and Dodgers. So Danny Wexelman from ESPN is here, and Major League Baseball Radio, she is next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on About MGM Network. Give me a little something. Let's go. I was going to talk about something else, but whatever. Let's talk about this. We have baseball coming up. We are going to talk about that for sure. Danny Wexelman from ESPN will be here talking about last night's Game 5. We'll look ahead to Game 6 as well, Blue Jays and Dodgers. I am so excited because tomorrow morning I had to remind myself, at 10:30, tickets go on sale. This is old school, but I'm going to this concert. New Edition, Boys to Men, Tony Braxton, all touring together. And they are coming to D.C., and I'm going to be there. And the cool thing is, they're all going to share the stage together. So it's not going to be Tony Braxton, then Boys to Men, and New Edition, which is the headliner. They're all going to be on the stage at the same time, singing with each other. Those tickets are going to be outrageous. But I saw like this 2-minute promo video that was going around X, and I know I'm being an old here, but this is going to be so expensive, but it's going to be worth it. It's one of those things. Even Catherine was like, I'll go to that. I was like, really? She's like, oh yeah. I'm like, all right, honey, let's go. Let's cook. So I got to be online. I can do that annoying thing. You hit refresh, try to buy those tickets immediately, because they're going to go like that.
But when you said those three artists, I was like, that's definitely Jinx. Like, when I think of you, I think of like 90s hip hop and like R&B. So like, that's you. Like,
that's
know you that well, but like, that seems to me like a band that you should pay money to see, because you will love it. So I think that'll be a great experience. And I think it just goes to show, like, maybe it's not this way anymore. I feel like those people could really sing. And, like, yes. They can probably do covers of each other's songs, and it won't be an issue. Like, not to hate on Tate McRae, but, like, do you think she could do that? Like, I don't know. Feels right. Like it needs to be in her key. But she would have some great dance moves, and she would look very hot. But it just feels like one of those things that we saw from especially R&B in the 90s, mm-hmm. where people were just such good singers. They could, like, sing the encyclopedia, and you'd be like, man, you know, Usher could do it all. I would listen to whatever he sung.
Oh, absolutely. And I always tell people who forget about New Edition, this is my favorite group of all time, as I've talked about. But within that group is Belle Biv DeVoe. So you hear Poison or Do Me. And then Johnny Gill is a part of that group. So you get Johnny's hits from the 90s. And then Bobby Brown is a part of that group. So you get all of his hits. So it's not just that one. And then the group has a ton of hits. So you just get this smorgasbord of 90s R&B. And I'm going to be all over that. Also, I wanted to mention this... something more in your wheelhouse. And I've told this story before, but as we wait on Danny, I have to tell it again. So we're talking about Brad Paisley singing the national anthem before game 3. And of course, that went 18 innings and how the last 5 national anthems he has sung in the World Series, all those games have gone to extra innings. Remember when I told you I saw Brad Paisley in concert and they had a hologram of Carrie Underwood there? Because they did a duet many years ago called Remind Me, I think.
Remind Me.
Yeah. Great song. Really great song.
Yeah.
And so, Brad Paisley is performing, and they had a hologram of Carrie. And, you know, she sings it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that was good. It was really good. And I'm telling you, walking out of that concert, and I hear a girl behind me, I just can't believe Carrie showed up. That was so cool.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh. this is a while back.
Oh, no.
You know, like you could see, I mean, it was really well done, but it was obvious. I'm like, and I was like, ma'am, I don't know where you were sitting. But I was in the back, and I was like, that's a hologram. That is not Carrie Underwood. But...
sometimes you'll have to remind me of how stupid the general public can be, because sometimes you give them too much credit. You're like, man, look at how great these memes are on the internet. Like, we're smart. We're great. We're American. And then you hear something like that and you're like, maybe not. But Jenks, I had a segue for you. George Springer used to use Poison as his walk-up song when he was with the Astros. So he would probably love to go to that concert as well, but he's a little busy.
Never trust a big button smile. That's advice that transcends the test of time. Transcends. We're going to get to Danny Welkeman here from Major League Baseball Network and ESPN shortly, just waiting on her. But let's talk a little baseball. I'm on my voice this morning. Let's talk a little baseball. How about that? Blue Jays downing the Dodgers last night, 6-1. Blue Jays plus 170 on the money line. Total set at 8. The under hits. And man, Trey, you savage. Can we talk about that for a second? We can talk about that guy. 46 days ago, this guy was pitching the minor leagues, and here he is striking out 12 batters, doesn't walk a single batter, allows one run over 7 innings, and then sets a World Series record, breaking the rookie record for strikeouts, set in the World Series by Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Back in 1949, we can talk about Vladdy. We can talk about Davis Schneider. We can talk about Blake Snell.
Blake
Snell. Giving him 5 runs. There's a lot of ways we could go here, but let's start with Trey because he was magnificent.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember very vividly, like, when he was making his major league debut with the Blue Jays. And I, like, saw his stat line because I think he had a pretty good debut. And I think I was telling Den this. I was like, did you see that kid for the Blue Jays? His last name is Yesavage. How cool of a last name is that? Like, little did I know that we would be talking about him in the World Series. As somebody who is a 22-year-old rookie in the biggest moment, you know, of any moment of his career and most of these guys' careers. So I just think it's a microcosm of what we've seen from the Blue Jays is that it's unexpected, even though, you know, the talent is certainly there. It's just people have this foregone conclusion that it's the mighty Dodgers. Their payroll is $320 million. They have Ohtani. Nobody can beat them. But then the Blue Jays just aren't accepting that as fact, and they're like, well, watch us.
Right.
And every single game, this World Series, they have been at plus money. And Jenks, here they stand with the lead in the World Series. And guess what? They are plus money dogs once again in Game 6.
Oh, man. I just love the resolve of this Blue Jays team. And what I really love is Vladdy giving them that pump-up speech after Game 3 and then delivering. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to give your guys a rah-rah speech and then you go out and you rack up the old golden sombrero. That's not something you want to do. Guys, let's go get him. 4 strikeouts. Whew. Okay. He has not done that. Just one swing after the other, one home run after the other. Last night, back-to-back home runs at the top of that Jays lineup. He had the second one to put Toronto on top 2-0, batting .415 in the postseason. Unbelievable. 15 RBI in 16 games. He is your favorite right now to be the World Series MVP at minus 200. So the Jays are getting the perfect balance between their superstar stepping up and also everyone else doing their job. Do your job. You always hear that. Do your job.
Yeah.
Everyone on the Toronto roster is doing their job.
Right. Even the unlikely heroes, like from Savage to Davis Schneider, who was filling in for George Springer at the leadoff spot. It has been a great run for the Blue Jays, and I have been very, very entertained.
Oh, man, been so good. Well, I'll tell you something. We're going to keep talking about baseball, and we're going to do it with someone that you know who absolutely is all over the sport. Danny Wexelman from ESPN covers baseball on a Major League Baseball network as well. Danny, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And let me throw that question out to you. How unbelievable was Treya Savage last night? What was your take?
Well, guys, first of all, thank you for having me. I have been privileged to get to see him now for, what, 5 games in the postseason. I went to his start against the New York Yankees during the ALDS and covered him a little bit when he was at East Carolina in college. And it's crazy to think that he was in college last year, right? Gets drafted, goes through 4 levels of the minor leagues, and then gets promoted in September up to the big league club, only has 3 regular season starts before the postseason begins. So poised, impressed, just wowed, I think is the word that comes to mind for me, watching a 22-year-old rookie go out there and shove against one of the best offenses in baseball, even if we haven't seen it in the postseason. The Dodgers are. They have 3 Hall of Famers. He made them look really silly. So it's incredibly impressive for him to go out there and do that. In Game 5, we know how important Game 5s are, right, to the series. The Jays actually lost their Game 5 during the ALCS, but Treya Savage took care of business. I can't imagine how good the Blue Jays must feel knowing that they developed this kid and then promoted him, and he's gone out there and done that. It's the splitter, right? It's the arm angle and the splitter. Mm. It's devastating when he can land it. It's effective, and it's disgusting, and it's untouchable. Aaron Judge said how uncomfortable that was during the ALDS when they had to face him. And I think the thing to note about him, you know, we had a chance to talk to him a couple of times throughout the postseason. I've been on the road basically following the AL side of things now for 4 weeks, is just how collected he is, and the idea that he learned so much throughout those 4 levels. But this is a different breed of a kid. When you're built like this in moments like this, you're completely, your DNA is different than everybody else's, and he proved that last night.
It almost feels like a microcosm of the Blue Jays themselves, where everybody says, oh, you guys are the underdogs. Oh, this is improbable. Even though the Blue Jays had a better regular season record than the Dodgers, like, you see the odds, you see the narratives, everybody's looking at Ohtani and this roster that costs so much, and it just feels like the Blue Jays just don't subscribe to that. Like, how important has their mentality been throughout the postseason?
Yeah, and I think that's really important, actually, because I think that's a whole other side of what they're doing. I will say, I think people forget sometimes that the Jays are top 5 in luxury tax payroll. Like, the Blue Jays spent a lot of money in the offseason, and a lot of that went to Vlad Guerrero Jr., of course, but Anthony Santander as well, who's not even playing, right? You mentioned he's not playing. He's been replaced on the roster. That happened during the ALCS. George Springer, who is hurt right now, like, he had a big contract. There's a couple of guys, Max Scherzer, who commanded a lot of money, of course, during his, 5th or 6th free agency now. But their mentality is probably what gives them the edge. I think a couple of things. One, everyone's counted them out. There's so many people who have drank the Dodgers lemonade, and that's fine. I get it. Like, you're the defending champs. You have a team of 3+ Hall of Famers. You have first ballot Hall of Famers. You have Clayton Kershaw on there who will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, why wouldn't we think the Dodgers would be the better team? I remember in the offseason, I don't know if you guys remember, but everyone thought this team would go 162-0. They're like, who's going to be able to beat them? That's embarrassing for the sport. We're way better than that. Like, let's be really honest. Baseball's a really hard game. Anyone can win on any day. And what the Jays have done the last 4 weeks, kind of they've taken on that uncommon man mentality that Ernie Clement's been talking about. And I think that that's just coming to light. But I think that they've felt that. And because nobody thinks they can win and nobody cares about them, they only care about the Dodgers, they've kind of just gone under the radar, ironically, right? They had a beast of a series against the Mariners, and they had to go to 7. The Mariners were really good. The Jays weren't supposed to come back and win that when you lose the first 2 games at home. That's who they are, right? You have Addison Barger, who's sleeping on a pullout couch in Davis Schneider's home with his girlfriend. Like, that doesn't make any sense. These guys are just built differently, and I think the fact that nobody's considering them has bled into the way that they play. It's kind of like just an FU mentality. We talked to Tyler Heineman, the catcher for the Jays, during the ALCS, and he kind of told us, like, it's not like, this was before Game 7, it's not like Game 7 isn't important and we realize the magnitude of the game, but it is also just another game for us, and that's kind of the identity that we've taken on. And it's been special to watch this team come together, this band of brothers.
Danny, before we let you go, we've only got about a minute or so left, but how much pressure is on the Dodgers right now?
Oh, all the pressure. The pressure is on them. It is not on the Blue Jays. It's all on the Dodgers because of the payroll, because of the caliber of players that they have, because of the way that they've played and their offense hasn't showed up. The Jays have diffused them completely. So it is completely on the Dodgers. The Jays have home field. They were the best team in baseball. They were the best team in the American League. And they have 2 games to get the job done. How cool is that? That we start the season internationally, we will end it internationally. And the Jays, 1993, they're trying to revive 93, and I think that they can do it.
She is Danny Wexelman, catcher on ESPN and also on MLB Network Radio. Danny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy the games.
Thank you so much. All right. Nice little insight there. You can just hear the excitement in her voice. I mean, I'm excited, but she makes some really good points. And yeah, all the pressure now is on LA. You were supposed to win this thing. You had the advantage. You had all the momentum after Game 3. 18 innings, Freddie Freeman. It was all yours. And then here come the Blue Jays. What a great series.
I think what makes this the best when it comes to baseball is that baseball is such a numbers-based sport, but it feels to me the biggest factor in this World Series is not a number. Like we keep mentioning, it's the mentality. So from a storyline perspective, like, this is what you need from baseball. You don't need, like, oh, well, he had a 45-angle launch angle, and, like, he hit whatever, and this number is, you know, this player is making this much money. It's like, these are the storylines that are so easy to get behind as sports fans.
Yes. Could not agree more. Man, it's exciting. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And we get baseball to bet on tonight. We also have Thursday Night Football. We talked about that. Maybe some hockey? Do I hear hockey? Maybe? Yeah? Coming up, we will tell you our favorite bets of the evening. And yes, the doctor's here. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Always great to have you with us. So, Chelsea, we haven't talked about this. Here's what I'm going to need from you. Tomorrow, as you know, is All Hallows. Oh, it's All Hallows Eve today. Tomorrow's Halloween.
So that sounds so fancy.
Oh, yes. I'm a fancy person.
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve. I think you need to dress up for this show. Witch's hat, ears. Why not? It'll be Halloween. It'll be so much fun for you and us.
Well, why not you? Like, I'm busy. Up for it, but why did you... You're busy. You're doing the show. Put on a hat. It's
put
not
on a
that
hat.
Hard. Get yourself... Like, I bet Catherine has, like, some little accessories. Like, put on some devil ears or something. I don't know. Like,
devil
I have,
ears.
Like, several, like, costumes, but not costumes, where it's, like, when you want to look festive, but you don't want to do the whole thing. So, I have, like, cat ears. I have, like, some little devil horns. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see what I come up with. But I'm going to do something. Because, like, here's the other thing. Like, you only see us from, like, head to, like, neck.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had on a full-blown costume, you wouldn't even see it. So, like, I'm not doing all that at 3:45 a.m. Like, I'm not going to come in, like, full Joker makeup, you know,
why
at 3:45.
Not?
I woke up at 2 a.m. because I don't want to do that. And also, it's like, we give out 1,000 bets on Friday.
That's
and, like,
true.
Do you really want... Are you going to really take me seriously when I'm talking about, like, scoring margin? It's
yes,
like, this
yes,
is
yes,
what the number
yes,
says.
Yes, yes,
that's what we want.
Absolutely.
It's the Dan
and I'm dressed
Levitar
as a
thing.
Literal clown.
Do it.
Have you guys ever seen
you
like,
do
old
it.
School Dan Levitar? I'm dressing up tomorrow.
Oh,
old school
good
Dan
man.
Levitar takes where they're talking about something like really important, mm-hmm. something that's really massive. And they're dressed up on like a Tuesday. For what, like Dan Levitard will be dressed as like He-Man or something. He ain't got the body for He-Man, you know. Not many people
right.
do. But he's talking about something like really important. We want that tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'm literally going mm-hmm. out to find something that I can wear tomorrow.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Yes, mm-hmm. please do that. Please do that. That's what we need to see.
See, I feel like I already do this to an extent. Like, I feel like this on days in which I wear, like, pink furry earrings. Because, like, I like wearing fun stuff. And I sit there and think, do you think people are taking you seriously, Chelsea, when you have
Maybe.
On all pink and pink furry earrings? So I already kind of do this. Like, nobody takes me seriously. It's fine. Like, we have
yes,
an inflatable donkey on our show. So, like, who cares at this point?
Nobody takes you seriously. Have you seen the end of this show for 3.5 years? Dent's got the right idea. If I can dress up, I will. All right. Double D says it's Devil's Night, so shout out to the Crow. He loves the Crow. Also, this reminds me, I always think about this, is that the funniest, oh, I wish I'd kept it, when people would send in their resume reels back in the day, a resume tape, and a guy sent in his reel. We would always look at him like, you know, what does this look like? What does this look like? It's not that much of a thing anymore. And this guy sent in his resume tape and his primary sportscast. Like, it's one thing to say, hey, here's something that he had fun on Halloween, right? Or here's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But his primary sportscast that he sent in was a Halloween sportscast. And he was dressed like a vampire. And it was so... And all the puns. We're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to do this tomorrow. And this was a scary win for LaCroix High School. He'd say
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? It looks like the Mavericks took a bite out of the Raptors. Like, constant. And I mean, and in the more he did it, the funnier it got. You know? And, of course, a treat for the Blue Jays. Just another one. And another one. He would just keep dropping them. Oh, by the end, I was in tears. I was like, look, this is a funny bit, and God knows I've done plenty of bits over the years, so who am I to speak? But the fact that this was his, like, this is the one thing I'm going to show you, like, that was definitely a choice.
Oh, it was so good. I loved it.
But here's the thing. Like, local news used to be so cringe. Like, we make fun of it all the time. Because, like, mm-hmm. they love puns. Like, the last 5 minutes of every newscast is, like, a kicker story, which is, like, a fun one. And it's, like, the weather person and the anchor, you know, who are just kicking around puns. Right. So, like, sometimes it plays. And I remember, like, news directors asked me, they're like, Chelsea, we need you to do cartwheels and play the tuba with the band. I'm like, did Barbara Walters have to do this? Like, nobody's going to take me seriously if this is what I have to do, this shtick. So, like, I absolutely hated that. And that's also not my sense of humor. I don't know if you could tell that about me. I ain't playing a tuba for a 10-second clip on the news.
My favorite bit would be when the sports guy would reference the news guy next to him. Like, they would show a highlight of someone at the game with, like, face paint and a wig on. Looks like Bob was at the game tonight earlier.
Cringe. Oh, it's just cringe. God. All cringe.
Not cringe, our best bets. Let's get to them.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. Let's go.
All right, so I am trusting the odds makers to get this one right, and I'm going to take the 7 with the Ravens, or I'll lay the 7, excuse me. So I'm going to take the Ravens -7 on the road tonight at the Dolphins. This feels like a get-right spot for a Ravens team, which, I remind you, only has 2 wins this year. So you say, why would you trust a team with 2 wins this year? Because Lamar Jackson is back. And because this is a game in Florida, and the top 2 offensive players on this team are from the state of Florida. And we have seen this. They absolutely show out when they are in the Sunshine State. And plus, the matchup is great tonight. If you look at the key matchup, okay, what do the Ravens do really well? They run the ball really well because they have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. What do the Dolphins do? They are not good against the run. They're giving up the 3rd most rushing yards to opposing running backs. You look at the props for Derrick Henry, it's 89.5 rush yards. For his line tonight, he hasn't even come close to that in most games this year. So odds makers are expecting a big game from this Ravens offense. Maybe I'm a little nervous about the Ravens defense, but also, like, the Dolphins look like a dead team walking. Like, I understand they have a couple wins this year, but still, it's not a team I want to trust. If this game is a shootout, like the line suggests, at 50.5, the team I'm trusting to score more points here and win by 7 points is the Ravens. So let's go Ravens -7 for -137 on the road of the Dolphins.
All right. I'm going to be with you here. I'll give a little bit more reasoning. I just feel like I don't even need to feel this way. It is a desperation spot for the Baltimore Ravens. And yet, when you look at their record, like, there's no way they can make the playoffs. They are the favorites at -125 to win the division. Lamar Jackson is back. Even if he's not 100%, it won't matter because this Dolphins defense is so bad. One of the worst defenses in the National Football League. And toss that win that they had last week aside against the Falcons because Atlanta was playing without Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, and also Drake London. That was an anomaly. So now you get a Ravens team that must keep winning. Lamar Jackson had the ping pong tables removed. He had the video games removed. The Papa shot removed. It is all business for the Baltimore Ravens. They come out, they make a statement. Dolphins 1-4 against the number in their last 5 against teams with a losing record. That is the spot tonight. Miami takes a big L. Ravens -7 tonight against the Dolphins. Anything else, Chelsea?
Yeah, I think I'm going to play it as well. Get the tomatoes ready to throw at the screen. Here's my conserva parlay for the night. So, obviously, we like the Ravens. It's going to go Ravens -2.5. Combine it with Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. That is -130. Again, the Dolphins are terrible against the run. Derrick Henry's got to get in there for a touchdown. One would assume, especially when the total is 50.5. A lot of touchdowns expected, so I'm going with that little parlay as well.
All right. I'm also going to do it. I got a big card. Why not? Derrick Henry over 88.5 rushing yards. I think this gets to 90 by game time. The Dolphins defense allows 117 yards rushing per game. And remember, when Lamar Jackson is in the lineup, then Derrick Henry's production goes up because opposing defenses have to account for Lamar. Let's go over 88.5 for King Henry. Also, Ravens, Dolphins, over 50 and a hook. I'm going to follow the money here. This opened at 49.5, and these are 2 over teams. The Ravens, 6-1 to the over this season. The Dolphins, 6-1-1 to the over. So over 50.5 it is. And how about a little stick and puck? How about that? Sens, money line, -160, a little juicy. Don't don't care. Hosting the Flames. The Sens should be able to cruise through this game because the Flames have been bad. 2-8-1 overall, 1-5 on the road. Dustin Wolf is between the pipes for Calgary. Has a save percentage of .887, and he is much worse on the road. The Sens should be able to have success against him. One of the better scoring teams in the league, averaging 3.64 goals per game, and they have the advantage on the PK as well. Ottawa on the money line, -160 hosting Calgary. How about that?
Oh, are you done talking about hockey? Should I check back in now?
You can check back in.
Boing. All right, we're back. Yeah, I'm not a hockey gal, and you know that about me. And here's something that, like, the reason that I don't try to do hockey is that sometimes I see people who don't know about baseball try to talk about baseball, and you're like, that person clearly doesn't know about baseball, and I have lost my respect for that person. I'm not going to do that with hockey, so I'm not going to pretend.
All right. Well, before we wrap things up here, we got to get to the dogster. Dogster, get in here.
I have an impression I've been working on all week.
Okay. Mm. What is it?
It's a sports impression. Rum, 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 rum.
What is that?
That's NASCAR legend Denny Hamlin.
Oh. Yeah, but that's a car, Dogster.
Do you want to hear it again? Right, no.
Nope. Let's just get a bet before we go.
Devontae Achane, anytime touchdown, -160.
Well, nailed it.
Nailed it. Okay. A little juicy, but that's why he's the chalk donkey. Woo, man. No words, just sounds. I don't know how I feel about that.
Jinx, we got a lot riding on this game tonight.
I know.
You got a lot riding on this game.
I have a lot riding. Yeah. I mean, you do, but I do. I'm just a little on the nervous side. I need a dub. I'm going big. I'm chasing. Somebody has to set the example as to what you should not do. And I'm going to do it.
Well, and you can always bet 10 things on Friday. So it's
That's
fine.
Right. I'll just chase again. And then, of course, I'll be on the right side. That's the way it always works. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger and the entire crew, such a talented crew, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.